Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. BTN News listeners, welcome to your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Do hope all of you had a wonderful Easter, but time to get the week started. It is the 13th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Samsung users that love S-Voice. I hope you're not too much in love. For those of you unfamiliar with this, well, it was Samsung's first attempt at a voice assistant, you know, something like Siri. It was introduced way back in 2012. And since then, S-Voice has pretty much been replaced by Bixby. So you can kind of see where I'm going here. Coming June 1st, S-Voice, yeah, it's dead. And you can kind of see why it would be too. I mean, it could set reminders and make calls, but it really couldn't answer any questions. And God knows it wasn't conversational at all. Now, a few Samsung wearables actually still have S-Voice, that being the Galaxy Watch or the Galaxy Active, but they're going to have Bixby upgrades available once S-Voice goes silent on June 1st. Nintendo Switches. Just love to get your hands on one, wouldn't you? Well, I hope you're not waiting for one. Chances are you're probably not going to get it, at least not anytime soon. In fact, Nintendo has paused Nintendo Switch shipments going to Japan because there's a global shortage. These would be coming from production facilities in China and Vietnam. In fact, Nintendo said there would be no new shipments of Nintendo Switches and the Switch Lights that would be heading out this week, at least to Japan, other than what has already been pre-ordered. So if you got a pre-order in, you might be in luck. After that, yeah, it's a wait-and-see game. In fact, Nintendo actually tweeted in Japanese, thank God for Google Translate, it would actually update customers sometime this week when the shipping schedule would resume. And finally, if we needed another thing to find on our map, it's there now. No, I'm not talking about a Starbucks, not talking about a McDonald's. No, I'm talking about the nearest COVID-19 testing center. Yes, if you're an Apple Maps user, you're going to be able to find one now that's near you. Yes, Apple has opened up a portal for healthcare providers so they could add their COVID-19 testing facilities to Apple Maps. Those listings will actually tell you what you need to know if you do go. Hopefully you won't have to. These would include requirements for appointments or even referrals. On top of that, there would be the kind of testing, hospital or lab, for example, and the facility type, be it a drive-through or if it's an actual building. Now, don't look for your nearest COVID-19 testing center to be popping up on your Apple map anytime soon. This is only available in select locations right now, though it is constantly being updated. Apple is basically doing this for all of their iOS users, so their users won't have to rely on third-party apps. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Speaking of sending stuff our way, we really could use your help to keep the news show on the air. The news show is entirely supported by our audience out there. Without you, the show just can't continue. And I know times are tough right now, but if you can, please head on over to our subscription page at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. And for as little as $5 a month, you can help keep the news show on the air. Also, of course, while you're at our official website, so much content to be had over there. Check out all of our other wonderful podcasts over there, including The Mac Show, The Big Show, and The Photo Show. You can also, of course, find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come join in the conversation over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of our BTN community, so do it today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. Getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have yourself a fine Monday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.